Chad Morris, coach, you were in this position a year ago, and now you're back after it again. How's it feel?
Well, excited to be back. Excited to bring three young men back that are extremely hungry, excited. I got to figure out how to get shirts like you got on today now. That's what I should be wearing today. But, no, excited to be here. Excited to, you know, when you get to this point in the summer and SEC Media Days kick off, it just means one thing, and that's football season's on us.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you about the players that you decided to bring, because obviously these are three players that have been around the program for a long time, guys that were pivotal in the team last year and the roles that they played. Just why choose those three players first, and what have they meant to your team, not only last season, but heading in the spring and in the summer, heading into the fall? What have they meant to you?
Well, you always look at the leaders of your team, and when you look at Sosa, and you look at Scooter, those two young men are leaders of this football team. And for us to be successful this year, these two guys have got to command the leadership of that locker room and of that football team. And so that's one of the reasons why, outside of their great football players, and we know that, you know, Sosa had one of the best years he's had last year. Mm-hmm. And then to be able to come back, make the commitment to moving inside 100%, change his body, focus on graduating. It was a 4.0 student last semester, a young man that's got his priorities in order. And so that just shows you the hunger level that he has. And then you look at Sosa, and Sosa being a guy that led the SEC in tackles, and just the leadership he commands. He's not very vocal. But that's okay. Not all leaders have to be vocal. But and then offensively, to bring Devwa Whaley, a young man that's kind of been injury bitten during his career here. But when he is healthy, he's definitely a factor. So again, a young man that represents who we are and what we're about.
Coach, you mentioned all three of those players, all three seniors, and looks like, just looking at the proposed depth chart or what's likely, you're going to have about 10 seniors roughly starting for you this year. It's also going to be important to develop some of these young guys for down the road when you're really looking to make that turn here with the program. How has the four-game redshirt rule and blending those guys in going to affect the way you manage some of these players and their playing time this year?
Well, right now on our roster, we have 52 freshmen, redshirt freshmen, and walk-on freshmen.
Wow.
And then another 28, I believe, that are sophomores. So this is a very young football team, but we also understand we got 16 seniors that we have this year, and these 16 guys have been through a lot in this program. And, you know, their leadership and what they want to leave their legacy this season and for this program for years to come will be determined this year. And so I think that they're a group that I want them to be able to pass on the torch of what Razorback football is supposed to be about, being competitive each and every week and being a consistent winner each and every week.
Coach, I want to ask you, obviously, when you were in this position last year, your first SEC Media Days, you got to see what it was all about. And now that you've gone through a year in this league, I know it's cliche to ask what have you learned, but just what are some of the things that has really stood out to you as a head football coach getting into the SEC, going through a year of the whole process? What's been some of the biggest things you've learned?
Well, we've learned a lot in year one. One is you understand that each play and each team definitely has, you know, a life of its own. And so as this season will as well, this team will have their own life. And so you learn to take things day to day. You learn that this is a line of scrimmage league, and you better have depth in the O-line and the D-line. That's been a big one. You better have a consistent guy at the quarterback position that commands a great respect for the entire football team. So there's a lot of things that we're learning this year by me, by our staff, by our players. And our players probably would be the first to tell you to understand exactly what's expected of them from a culture standpoint.
From the outside looking at, everybody has an opinion about play calling, and you talked some about that last year. What conversations maybe you could share with us, or what's the style going to be, or how's the play calling going to go? Just to put it simply, how's play calling going to be handled this year with you and your staff?
Yeah, well, our philosophy offensively doesn't change. We want to be a hurry-up, no-huddle football team. I think that we've done a great job since the end of the season in continuing to develop our roster and going out and recruiting at a high level, and also being able to attract some quality transfers that'll help us become better in that area in year two. From a play calling standpoint, you know, I'm heavily involved with Coach Craddock, and will be more involved this year than I've ever been with him. And so, but he is our offensive coordinator, but he and I work extremely good together.
Coach, I have to ask you about this because I saw the pictures. Sosa Aguin has a doll.
Yes.
It's a Chucky doll, I believe. Can you give us the story behind that and what it means?
Yeah, I won't take all of what he wants to share, but
okay.
It's from his cousin that was killed about a year ago.
Oh wow!
And so it has a significant meaning to him, and he travels with it everywhere he goes.
Okay, well, that's a great story because I saw that and I was curious about that. I'm sure there was sad be some sort of storyline to it all. Obviously, another question I want to get into with you is with this upcoming football season. Obviously, the pressures of the SEC. A lot of people expect, you know, they want to win now, and I know you've made a lot of changes on your roster. You've brought in some other guys along. But the one I want to talk to you about is the quarterback situation because you have Ben Hicks who went through spring. You had the addition of Nick Starkle. How's the quarterback situation going to be handled in fall camp? Is it open competition, just going at it, seeing who's going to – are you leaning towards one way? How are you going to go about that in fall?
You know, with – let's go back. At the end of last year, we knew, one, that we needed to be in the quarterback market heavily.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't because we didn't like the guys that were on our roster. Was the fact that we had to improve our overall roster, and that started with that position, and create more competition. You know, we lost two to the transfer portal. We had an idea that if Connor had a really good year, that this could happen. So we really needed to be active. Ben Hicks, which has played in this offense, has been in this exact spot of 2-10 before, and knows how to get out of it. Was a young man that we were very active with. Once he wanted to come to Arkansas, we thought that would be a great addition to us and our team. It really benefited our quarterback room. It allowed John Stephen Jones to really continue his development. Had a great spring, got a lot of reps. But then to bring Nick Starkle in June has really elevated that entire position, and he's played in this league. He's won in this league there for a while. People thought he was going to be the starter.
Yeah.
And so, you know, as we go into fall camp, it'll be really good about how the competition goes. It is, you know, it is an open battle, and will be through camp. Mm-hmm. You know, coming out of spring, Ben was our guy, but we felt that. I mean, because of just the comfort level of the offense and the development. So, but that's if we started tonight, but you know this is going to be a great battle going into camp.
I know you're excited about it, and I know we're excited about it, Coach. Really appreciate you joining us. Chad Morris, head coach of the Arkansas Razorback football team. Enjoy the rest of SEC Media Days. Don't let them handle you too much up there. All right, Coach?
It'll be good. Appreciate you. Thank you. Go Hogs.
There you go. Coach Chad Morris.